to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
So I come from a theater background, sort of. Basically, I just spent a lot of time singing and dancing and acting really badly when I was growing up. And then in college, I spent a lot of my time directing and acting, again, badly. I had no talent. While I was getting my political science degree. And I've always talked about how using the basics of improv comedy helps writers get over things like writing block. And at Vermont College of Fine Arts, I focused my graduate thesis presentation on using those tools to help kids write, because I write for kids, or at least I did then. So lately, I've been thinking more about how actors and authors have connections, and how authors are really using all the rules of theater when they create novels. We have to be actors because we have to live inside the characters and make them three-dimensional representations of people. We have to be directors because we put the story together and tell the characters where to go and determine the viewpoint that we're seeing the character through. And we have to be set designers as we create setting. We're stage crew, bringing props in and out, and we're producers because we're putting the whole production together. And we're writers because, well, we're writing. But right now, I just wanted to focus on how authors are really actors playing every single role in the story, and that's a lot of effort, honestly. And there's different kinds of ways to approach that. So method acting is when you immerse yourself in the role. You become someone other than yourself. So do writers do that? Sometimes, but not often. Usually, we spend a lot of time researching things our characters like, but not becoming the characters and or pretending to be them. Probably because we don't want to do Jared Leto's and send people, you know, dead things and get arrested. It doesn't really work. And then another way that we do it is living in another world. Actors live in the world of the moment, of the world that they're acting in. And novelists, we kind of need to do this too. We have to immerse ourselves in the world that we've created to envision the details and see the events and feel the feels. The best novels use concrete details to show character and place. And to find concrete details, we have to see the concrete details. And we have to build the worlds on a page, story by story and piece by piece and symbol by symbol, until they're believable, right? So that's pretty big. You have to live in another world, and you have to do your research and go in deep to your characters, to the method, do the research, live in another world. And then there's backstory. When I was training in theater with Paul Kuritz and Pope L and Marty Andrecki, they all focused on the backstory of the roles that we played. To understand the character in the moment, we had to understand the moments that came before and what brought our character to this place to react this specific way in the play. And we didn't need to know just the history of the character, but the history of the world and all the cultural implications that influence that character. Authors sometimes do this too, but I think we should maybe do it a little more. And then another thing that actors do, is that they study real people. To understand nuance and tics and behaviors, actors often study real humans and model a character on that person, or at least model a behavior of a character on that person. And writers often do that too. And finally, both acting and writing require empathy. You have to move outside of yourself and your bubble, and envision how someone else will react and feel and think and instigate. And that's really important when trying to create a world of civility and positive change.
Hey, thanks for listening to write better now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, you sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that brings us to you got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People for Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.